producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Spring's 2 weeks away. Daylight savings time is next week, believe it or not. And that's going to help to really give us some additional time when we get home from work to maybe spend an hour or more in the yard to get it ready for the arrival of spring. Boy, it's been a long time we were able to say that. We cannot wait. It's been a up and down winter, and I hope that you're thinking about spring. I know a lot of you have been sending me emails that your crocuses are up and in bloom. Your snowdrops are in bloom. And a lot of your minor bulbs, the daffodils are poking through the ground. The tulips are poking up through the ground. And it's time for you to start to think about getting out in the yard. So when the hours change, there is your first chance to get going. If you have any questions and you need some help, give us a call. I know it's a little bit early, but, you know, as we get closer, it's going to be more and more difficult to get through. So give us a call right now at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we can work together to plan your attack on the yard, the lawn, the gardens, the vegetables. And believe it or not, for some of you, it's time to get some planting done. If you live south of the Northeast, if you're in, New Jersey and Virginia South, you can be planting right now things like peas, spinach, lettuce, can all be planted right in the garden for a nice early crop. And then in a couple of weeks, you can start with your broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and celery, and even more. Also onions. So the season's getting here. The garden centers are getting ready for you. Feed and grain stores, some of your hardware stores are already with fertilizer for the lawn, lime for the lawn, to kill that moss so it doesn't take over. And if you're in an area where the temperatures are pretty well stable in the 50s and 60s, you can start to prevent crabgrass, and you can kill some of your broadleaf weeds all at the same time. So the season's getting here, and if you're not quite sure if it's ready where you live, call me, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up, we've got Bob from Massachusetts. He's got a question about planting onions and another question about starting seeds.
Okay. Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. It's really nice talking to you again.
My pleasure.
I've got Well, I hope it's two quick questions. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask my questions, but then listen to you online, because I'm going to get ready for church, believe it or not. But my first question is the proper way of planting, of starting seeds. So much information about, you know, putting them in the dark where it's nice and warm. Other people say you should put it right in the sunlight, so I'm not sure which. And then the other question is about onions. I've never grown onions. I'd like to try, but I'm confused as to which method is best for this part of New England. I'm in Boston, right outside Boston. And should I grow onion sets, or should I try to find some onion plants?
So great
those
questions.
Are my two questions.
Okay.
So if it's okay with you, I'll listen online.
Okay. No problem, Bob.
Great.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, starting seeds, you don't have to be in the sunny window. It's something that, because it's a seed, it's covered with soil, and it's in the darkness anyways. The secret is heat. And if you're only going to be starting a few at a time, I'll tell you what my dad did. He got a big heating pad that you could adjust the temperature of the heating pad. And he set it on low. Wrapped it in a black trash bag so that it really covered it well. That way when he watered, if he spilled it, then he wouldn't stain the heating pad, and my mother would kill him. And he would fill his seed trays, or you can put them in individual trays that have inserts that look like egg cartons, and they come in various quantity assortments, but you would fill them with a seed starter soil. Black gold is the one that I recommend. It's a great mixture of Canadian peat moss, cocoa fiber, and they've added something new this year. It's a product called Resilience, and that will enhance the seed germination. So a little bit of bottom heat. And what my dad did to keep the soil moist, he would put in the seed trays some toothpicks, probably half a dozen of them, and then just lay a piece of plastic, you could use saran wrap, and draped it over it, and the toothpicks created like a little miniature greenhouse. Some of the garden centers will sell an 18 by 30 seed tray that even has a clear dome for this purpose. So all you need is bottom heat, a nice warm room, doesn't have to have any light until they begin to break through the ground. Once they begin to break through the ground, move it to an area where they're going to get some bright light or even direct sun, and that will speed it up even more. But you got to have that bottom heat until they really begin to sprout, and that makes a huge difference. So doesn't need to be in the light, doesn't need to be in the dark. Bottom heat, either plastic or by the trays with the clear domes to help to hold the moisture. And when you water, water gently. Don't take a watering can that just shoots out a blast of water. You want a nice, even shower. Otherwise, what's going to happen, small seeds that you're planting are going to wash deeper into the soil, and they'll take longer to germinate. Okay? So a shower or a mist will work real good. Now, onions. My dad, one year, decided, I'm not getting big enough onions, and he always used onion sets, the little bulbs. And I told him, Dad, grown by seed, they're going to come in a lot bigger. So he started his onion seeds right now. And they came up about 2.5 inches or so. Took a pair of scissors, cut them in half. Saved all of the foliage and threw them in a tossed salad. And that made the onion grow a thicker stem. And he'd let them grow to be about 3 inches, and then he'd cut them back by about a third. And it grew pretty quick. He did feed them. He used a liquid feed like the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer. And that worked really great on them. Now, if you're a little bit further south, you can start onion sets now. There's a company called Bonnie Plants. And if you've ever been to Home Depot or Lowe's and you see that the vegetable seedlings are there, they have onion seedlings already started. So, Bob, you know, if you are lacking on room, wait a little bit longer. And every now and then, stop at either Home Depot or Lowe's, go to the plant section, and Bonnie Plants will have bunches of 100 onions, either the red, the white, or the yellow, that you can direct seed. And I guarantee you that your onion will be 2 to 3 times larger. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Get that leaf rake out and get the lawn raked. Get all that winter debris removed and get ready for green grass. Take off your shoes pretty soon, your socks, and walk on that grass. Won't that be fantastic? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her irises and then another question about tall fox, I believe.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm wondering, when should I dig up the irises to divide them?
Okay. Has the ground thawed where you live?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. As soon as the ground has thawed, Donna, and you can put a shovel in it, then you can dig them up and divide them. Now, what you're going to do is the iris are going to grow in a clump. And when you originally planted it, you put one iris that looked like a foot with a fan of foliage. And the second year, it made two. The mother that you planted the first year took all of her energy and she made a plant, a baby, on each side of her. And they bloom. And then they take their energy and they make two each. So you go from one to two, two to four. So when you divide them, you got to get rid of the old generations and only keep the new growth. So you dig them up, get a good sharp knife, cut and save the ends and replant those. Add some compost. If your soils are sandy, then use some soil moist granules to keep the moisture there to help them to develop a root system quicker. But the top of the iris has to be level with the soil, so it's going to be visible. And that's something that people always make a mistake. They plant them too deep. And if you plant them too deep, they won't flower. What was your second question?
The second one is, when should I treat the tall block so I won't get the powdery mildew?
Oh, yeah, that's a real pain. I'll tell you, what I do is I'll start about early to mid-June. As soon as I see that we're starting to get some 80-degree days and you start to feel some humidity, that's when I know that the powdery mildew will begin to attack your lilacs. They'll attack your tall phlox. Any of your vine crops, cucumbers, pumpkins, squash, melons will get it. And then I'll use a good fungicide, and then I'll repeat it monthly. So like the middle of June, the middle of July, the middle of August, and if you can do that, your tall phlox will stay green. They'll get thicker. They'll be able to produce a bigger flower, and the flower itself will last longer. So as soon as you can feel that the humidity is beginning to arrive by mid-June, say, hey, I'm going to get on it before it has a chance to get started, and you'll be in great shape.
Okay, and what did you suggest for that to you?
You can use several products that will take care of powdery mildew. Garden sulfur is an organic way of doing that. You can use garden sulfur, and you can use the lawn disease control that's made by a company called BioSafe. And it's an all-natural, all-organic disease control. It's brand new to the market, and I think you will love it. I tried it last year, and I loved it. BioSafe. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Come to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Well, I'll tell you, spring is just around the corner, and if you're looking for something to do that will help you a great deal, and you have tall trees that have insect problems, and you can't reach it with your sprayer without climbing on a ladder, this is not the way to be done. Bonide has a product called Tree and Shrub, and it will control insects in your trees from the inside out. All you do is mix it in a bucket, pour it around the plant, and it will protect that tree for a whole year. Birch leaf miner. I can remember my dad spraying it, getting it all over him, and never got the top. This will go to 70 feet. No spraying, no ladders, no mess, and it lasts for a whole year. So just pour it around the base of the tree, and you can do that right now. And if you have Canadian hemlock, and they have the little white, looks like cotton, on the underside of the foliage, the Bonide annual tree and shrub will take care of it. So go to your local garden center. If you live in Maine, Skillings in Falmouth and Cumberland. If you live in New Hampshire, Dodge Farm and Garden in Plattsdale and Hampton Falls. And in Connecticut, Newington, Connecticut, Stonehenge Landscaping and Garden Center. So it's time to get out and treat your trees from the outside in, and the rain won't wash it away. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Maine. She's got a question about the smart pots.
Anne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I truly enjoy listening to your program every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
I did smart pots last year. I've done two, and I put tomatoes in each, and I also put lettuce around it, like you suggested. But I'm wondering now, this year, do I need to put fresh soil in it, get rid of the soil that I had from last year? Or can
no.
I use that same soil and add, like, lime to it? And can I put my tomatoes back in the same pot? Or do I need to put another type of vegetable in there?
I'll tell you what I do. I have on my deck, and we have a four-foot above-ground pool in the backyard. We live in Kennebunk, and when the kids were growing up is when President Bush Sr. Was living in Kennebunk. And the beaches, if you didn't get there by 8 o'clock, you couldn't find a place to park. So we bought a pool so the kids could have something to do and we didn't have to sit at the beach at 8:30 in the morning. And so we built these wooden walkways back and forth from the pool. I put all kinds of planters in them and planters all over the place. And what I would do, I would bring them out in April and shovel half the soil from the pot and put it in a wheelbarrow. And then I would add some compost. I would add that I made, or you can buy it. I would add some peat moss and a little bit of cow manure, blend it all up and shovel it back into the pot, and also a little bit of lime. But you're going to use, instead of the old-fashioned heavyweight lime powder, use the Turf Turbo that's made by Bonide, or Lightning Lime that's made by Espoma, the people that make Hollytone or Plantone. And it's going to give you results in a 4 to 6 week period, while the old-fashioned lime is going to take 6 months. So scoop up half soil, put it in the wheelbarrow, add some compost, add a little bit of peat, add some cow manure, and I always add a little bit of soil moist. And it doesn't take much for like a 5-gallon pot. I would put in a good pinch. In a 10-gallon pot, I'd put a teaspoon, blend it in, and it would help to retain the moisture during the heat of summer. And that way you get to use the same soil, you've just reconditioned it, you plant directly in them, and you're ready to go.
Now, can I replant tomatoes in the same spot?
Sure.
I can.
As long as you recondition them,
soil.
then you can plant them in the same soil without having any problems. Now, did you have any diseases last year?
No, I didn't.
Okay, then you should not have any problems this year.
I left the smart pots out exposed to all the elements. I was going to cover them with a tarp, but I decided not to because I didn't want it to get moldy, the material.
Yeah. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of the smart pot, because it's a landscape fabric, a heavy, heavy duty landscape fabric. And I do the same thing. I have an area to the left of my house that in the winter That's where they plow the snow, and that's their place to put it. But during the summer, it's full sun all day, and I also have a big garden, so I've got a couple of their really big smart pot gardens that are 5 foot, and then I have half a dozen of their larger 15-gallon pots, and I'll put a few tomatoes in there and an assortment of things. And then when the year is over, I just get my son to help me with the big garden. I slide it out of the way. I pick up the other pots that are like a 10-gallon or a 15. I put them on top of the big garden, and I leave them there. And they can freeze. They can have heavy rain on them, and they will not break. So the days of plastic pots and ceramic pots are gone. I'm using smart pots. I live in Maine, and I don't have enough room to store, you know, planters that can break with the cold weather. The smart pot,
right.
you leave it outside and say, I'll see you in the spring.
Now, how soon do you think, so I live in York, how soon do you think I could start putting, like, a lettuce in the pot? Like, could I do it next month? Because this is
in the sun,
too.
Yeah,
start putting some seeds in next month?
By April, you should be able to plant spinach, lettuce, collard greens, onions can all go in. Your tomatoes are going to have to wait until May, mid-May or so. Peppers, mid-May. Then all your vine crops, cucumbers and that type of thing will have to go in May. But in April, besides onions, spinach, lettuce, collard greens, and peas, you can plant broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, and celery. All of these are in a group called cold weather crop vegetables. And they'll do 50% better if you can get them in the ground while the weather is still cold. A lot of us will plant broccoli or cauliflower at the end of May. And by then, the weather's getting hot. The plant hasn't had a chance to really get established and really begin to mature in the cool weather. They stay smaller than normal. Their production is less than it would be if you get them in early. So there are things that need to go in early. And if you get our email newsletter, I'll be telling you when to get these in the ground.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Paul. I think I have 15 gallons. I will start my lettuce next month. And then by the time the lettuce, I can harvest it, and I can use the same smart pot to put a tomato plant in it.
You know what you should do? And I do this. I have three 15-gallon pots. And what I do is around the edges, I use leaf lettuce. And you can buy combinations that will have three or four varieties of leaf lettuce, not a head lettuce, but leaves. Okay?
Okay.
And you plant that near the edges. And what's nice about a leaf lettuce, when they get up to be about 4 inches high, and they're still a little bit on the young side, but about 4, maybe 5 inches, I'll cut enough for a meal. When the weather gets nice for the tomato, I plant the tomato in the middle. But the leaf lettuce, as I keep cutting it, it will send out new shoots, and I'll actually get 3 crops
wow.
of leaf lettuce compared to if you grow a head lettuce, you get 1 head, and that's it. But the leaf lettuce, what I do in my regular garden also, I have a 25-foot row.
Wow.
And I'll take 8 feet and I'll plant it. I'll wait.
You do seeds? You do
yep.
the seeds.
I'll do seeds. It's so easy by seed. But I'll grow 8 feet. I'll wait 2 weeks. I'll plant another 8 feet. I'll wait 2 weeks and plant another 8 feet. And by the time I've planted the third 8 feet, the first 8 feet is ready.
I see.
And then I cut those with scissors about 2 inches from the ground. And then I'll cut the second third. And then I'll cut the last third. And by the time I get that, the first one is now ready to be harvested again. And I'll repeat that procedure. But I like the pots because you've got that beautiful, and you could buy like, it's a red leaf lettuce that you could plant around the edges, plunk your tomato in it. You could take another pot and you can buy a mixture, plant a mixture, put a pepper plant in it. You could take a third pot, put some kale around the edges, and put a zucchini or eggplant or even broccoli. They will continue to give you broccoli all summer long in a 15-gallon container. So you can have more than one crop in the same pot.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for all your help this morning, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day, too. Bye-bye now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Now, projects. If there's no snow where you live, get the bamboo rake out or the plastic leaf rake out. And let's get the lawn clean. Get the big sticks that fell during the winter, the leaves that came down late that you didn't get, and get the lawn raked and cleaned. You don't have to do it all in one day. Start one section, do it, bag it up, and then put it in your compost pile. Once you've got the lawn raked, then put down the Turf Turbo or the Lightning Lime. And it's much better than your traditional heavy ground limestone. Instead of waiting 6 months or longer, you're going to get results in a 4 to 6 week period. And it will make the soil less acidic. Now what happens is this. If your soil is acid and you have oaks, pines, maples, it's making it acidic. You put the lime down, and weeds prefer an acid soil. So if you haven't limed in the last few years, you probably have more weeds than you've had when you were liming. And what's nice is one bag will treat 5,000 square feet. It used to be that you had to buy 5 50-pound bags for 5,000 square feet. Now you buy one. But get the Turf Turbo and get the Lightning Lime and get that down. Now, if where you live, if you're south of New England, then it's time to start to thinking about putting down a fertilizer or a crabgrass preventer. And there are many companies that sell a four-step program. If you want to stay natural, then you want to use the natural alternative, or you can use another product that will do a great job. They have a four-step program also. It's all natural, it's all organic, and it does a great job. It's called ProTrust. But you need to get the crabgrass killer down. When you start to see the flower buds on the forsythia where you live beginning to show color, and then if it doesn't rain within a week, water, because you got to change it from a powder to a liquid. It creates a barrier and it will kill all of the crabgrass seed. Feed the grass that's there, make it thicker, and because it's thicker, it's blocking out the sunlight, and any seeds that weren't killed can't get any sunlight, and they don't grow. So rake the lawn, get it clean, put down your turf turbo or lightning lime, and then start thinking about crabgrass. When you notice that the buds on your forsythia are beginning to show color. Now, if you don't have crabgrass, then put down a straight fertilizer. It's time. Daylight savings time next week. Spring the following week. It's time to get into the garden. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lori Ann from New Hampshire. She's got a question about a lilac tree and then another question about mushrooms in her yard.
Lori Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
I have a question. We purchased a piece of property a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and there's a beautiful lilac tree on the corner of the property, but it's got like 3 foot shoot coming out from the smaller one.
Right.
He'd like to know when is the best time to replant those.
If you want to dig them and transplant them, normally around April 1st, before the flower buds open, dig them up in clumps, add some lime and compost, and they'll do beautiful for you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.